Okay.
All right, Nicole Whitner, former employee of CCA, November 23rd, 2019, Carriage House, Oakland campus.
Cool. Well, let's just start with, what does the Oakland campus mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think origin is the first thing that comes to mind, just knowing that this is where CCA became kind of its known and like relevant institution in its contributions to the arts and crafts movement. And I know we started in Berkeley, but like this is where it became a campus. It became an institution and people became really embedded in the community. And then I think it's just a huge, it's a huge component of the arts kind of environment in the East Bay. Like there's so, you know, there are already other art institutions in San Francisco, so it's, you know, we're the one that's here, the one that's, you know, kind of nestled away for a long time. You know, as an undergrad, I was at UC Berkeley, and I knew that there was a college here, but I didn't know where, and I would pass by because I had to go to the Blick all the time as an architecture major, and it's like, I know there's something here. I was like, I think that's one of the buildings, but for the longest time, I just kind of was a passerby, and when I actually got to step beyond those gates, you know, beyond just being a voyeur and actually being a part of the community, like I couldn't believe that this gem was here and people didn't know about it. So it's nice, you know, I've always, since I worked on both campuses, I've always appreciated both for different reasons, but yeah, there's a vibe here that you don't really get anywhere. Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, I know you recently left CCA, but I wonder if you can talk a little bit about even like the culture of this campus and its relationship to the work that you did or how you felt being in this space.
I think the thing I most appreciated about this campus is that when we wanted people to gather, it was the easiest to do it here. It was almost second nature that if we wanted to bring people together, the spaces are conducive to kind of gathering, just having an open space like Mackie Lawn and people being able to just come and see what you're doing, or even to have something impromptu and know that people can just pop in if they see what you're doing, because that wasn't really true of the SF campus, and that the people just really wanted to hang out and kind of find their own little alcove on campus, their own little grassy knoll or little bench or what have you, like that kind of natural inclination for people to be in fellowship with each other is what always stood out about this campus. That's the thing that I liked the most about this campus. Yeah.
And then the last question is if you have any memories from CCA or specifically this campus that you want to share. Or
it's funny because I think I was here, I think I had worked here for 4 years before I even really saw the inside of a lot of the buildings, because my work didn't require me to go into the studios, and then eventually it did require me to be able to know what was behind all the doors. And I was surprised again. It's like I had been a part of the community for that long, mostly working in SF, and then I finally actually took the time and was, again, kind of not fell in love in the corny way, but you know, just another moment of like, this is why I love this place. Just being able to pop into the animation studio, the photography studios, or see people working in the foundry, or the tiny little workstations in the jewelry studios, or the dozens of looms in the textile studio. Like it's its own place. Like I'm happy I got to be a part of it.
Is there anything else that you want to share? I feel like that's really great.
No, I love this place. Even though I don't work here anymore, I still love it. Still find my way back.
You're here today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.